precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain. No, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's it that cleanses and purifies and brings in a fellowship. A little while in the world will see me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I, a personal pronoun, will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. And when He, the Holy Spirit, has come, He will be the comforter the Father will send in my name. He'll show you things to come and bring things to your remembrance. One, as we sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit coming through the Word, coming down, comforting, giving consolation, the coming of destruction of the world. All the things that has been are now vanishing. All hopes is gone and the world has nowhere to stand. They're drinking, gambling, marrying, giving in marriage because they have rejected the true foundation of comfort, the Holy Spirit. But we who believe in Him are looking for our kingdom to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where there'll be no more sorrow or crying or heartaches, but peace and joy and love and immortality shall take its place someday. Cast your cares. If you have cares, cast them on Him, for He careth for you. The other leads to eternal death. This leads to eternal life. And a man's made so he could want that comforter. He's wanting a comforter because he was made that way. That's the way God put him up together, built the rooms in him. His soul, his conscience, his sights, his senses, everything was put together. And in this little room of something to make him happy, to give him consolation, to take weary and nervousness from him, God sat there with the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a picture. What a truth.